Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, the 5th of October, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Ukrainian troops continue to make significant gains against the Russian army around the eastern city of Lyman and in the southern Kherson region. According to reports from the Institute for the Study of War, Ukrainian forces continue to make significant progress in the Kherson region in the south of the country on Tuesday, while continuing their counteroffensive in the Kharkiv and Luhansk regions in the east. These advances were accompanied by attacks on Russian military facilities and logistics hubs, which prevented the invaders from shifting additional ammunition, reserves, conscripts, and other means to strengthen their positions at the front. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday announced another $625 million in new security assistance to Ukraine, including additional weapons and equipment, HIMARS rocket systems, artillery systems, and ammunition. The White House said in a statement that Biden and U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Tuesday to underscore that the United States will never recognize Russia's purported annexation of Ukrainian territory. Biden also affirmed the continuing readiness of the United States to impose severe costs on any individual, entity, or country that provides support to Russia's purported annexation. EU diplomats have reportedly reached consensus on an eighth round of sanctions against Russia, including an oil price cap, after a series of late-night talks on Tuesday. G7 member states had already approved the price cap measure, with EU member states such as Greece, Malta, and Cyprus voicing concerns that their economies could be disproportionately impacted by the price caps. The draft proposal includes concessions in the form of impact statements, mitigation measures, and veto options, concessions Poland had also pushed for. According to Euractiv.com, the final details of the proposed new measures are expected to be finalized today or tomorrow, ahead of the informal EU summit in Prague on Thursday. 4 million potassium iodide tablets have been delivered to Pomerania as a preventative measure against potential radioactive contamination. According to Polish Deputy Interior Minister Błażej Pabożę, the preventative measures are being put in place across Poland amid concerns over fighting near Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Pabożę assured residents that the tablets were being distributed to local governments as part of a routine standard procedure in line with legal provisions on the potential occurrence of a radiation threat, which is not present at the moment. In comments yesterday, Pomeranian Voivode Dariusz Drelik echoed Pabożę, reassuring inhabitants of Pomerania that they should feel safe as threats to the Pomeranian Voivodeship and to the whole of Poland are unlikely. Potassium iodide tablets should be taken within 24 hours of radioactive contamination to protect against thyroid damage and potential cancer. According to local officials, the current stock of medication in Pomerania is sufficient to cover all temporary and permanent residents in the region, along with potential guests. The Polish women's volleyball team lost to defending world champions Serbia last night in the first matches of Phase 2 of the 5B Women's World Volleyball Championships in Łódź. The Poles now face Olympic champions the United States tonight at 8:30 p.m. After yesterday's match, Serbia remains undefeated with 6 wins in the tournament, earning them a top spot in Pool F, followed by the United States in second and Turkey in third.
The weather.
Today will be partly cloudy and cool with very little chance of rain and a light breeze coming in from the northwest. Temperatures will peak at a high of 17 degrees centigrade or 62 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of 11 degrees centigrade or 51 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar weather is expected for tomorrow with a chance for more sunshine on Friday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.